This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a lot to talk about today. Apparently, Connecticut police are going to test drones, pandemic drones, to monitor the health of residents. We'll tell you what that is going to kind of look like. Not really sure where our privacy is going to come into play. We do have some human trials that are supposedly starting today on a vaccine. That could be fantastic because that could mean we might at the earliest be seeing some progress in terms of having a possible vaccine by early fall. Again, I want to get our hopes up, but if things go right, that could be awesome. Dr. Mark Spencer, one of my greatest buddies from medical school, very, very handsome, from Mile High, I forget the name of his practice, Mile High Family Medicine. He's going to be joining us, telling us what's going on the Colorado front and what he's been seeing in terms of COVID cases and testing. So we got a lot to talk about, really, really cool stuff, but nothing more important to talk about than what you guys want to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I always like to open the show on stuff I want to talk about, and I love Disney. I am just such a huge Disney fan. We took our kids to Disneyland more times than they probably deserved, which was, by the way, really, really effective in terms of we didn't really hit the kids or spank them or beat them or, you know, belts or things like that. What we would do, which I think is pretty cruel, is as soon as they would act up, we were like, okay, there we go. You just lost it. And they go, lost what? We were going to go to Disneyland this weekend. No. Yep. So we kept them so paranoid. The problem is, you know, when we found out that it wasn't their fault, they're like, oh, so we do have to go to Disneyland this weekend. And I was like, oh, I guess. And then I had to cancel patients. I had to rechange the whole weekend around because we had to look like that we really promised Disneyland. And so, we got the support that Disney theme parks are going to probably be closed until 2021. And I bring this up because, Christmas, Hanukkah, Halloween, if you really kind of start to look at it, I mean, I still don't think we understand the gravity of the situation. I mean, I remember my jaw drop with the NBA announcement. And then the draft pulling out of Las Vegas. Oh, you don't know how excited we were with the Bellagio and the fountains and the draft and hopefully the Cowboys getting some good picks. And I don't know. It just, I think a lot of that caused our jaws to drop. But this whole time, we've been thinking, okay, look, we just got to get to the summer. We just got to get to the summer, and yeah, they maybe talk about a resurgence and all that, but there is no way the government would close us down again. There's no way. And I think more and more we're kind of realizing that the government can do whatever the hell they want to. Okay, if it's a public health crisis, in the name of a public health crisis, they can do whatever they want to or need to. And so, one thing that's going to be very, very prevalent in us being able to get our lives back and our jobs back and our careers back is we're going to have to prove we could social distance. I have never performed a pap smear, farther than 2 feet away. You know, the woman's vagina is only this long. There's only so much you could do. But my guess is some company is going to now make a lot of money coming up with super long vaginal speculums. I would be very fearful for anything like that used, but on me. But the concept of you need to be distant from each other or wearing masks or gloving and sanitizing and all that now starts to make you look at a whole different world. Halloween. I mean, if we have all these kids and parents paranoid, are you going to allow your kids to go up to somebody's house, right, who might not be wearing a mask, complete stranger, open their door, give you food and candy? I mean, look at what we did. Look at what we did just 6 months ago. Just 6 months ago. Even I still trick-or-treat. Well, because I'm 29. Yeah, of course I'm going to still trick-or-treat. My middle-aged butt walking up going, trick-or-treat, trick-or-drink. I am very trusting. I would give them my brandy glass and say, fill it up. It didn't matter what they had in their house. They could have drunk something from a bottle, and I would let them pour it in, and I'd drink it. I'd eat candy. If they had candy there, I'd eat it. I remember somebody had cooked some meat dish. I stuck a fork in it. We got to be pretty trusting. And, you know, same thing with kids. Well, now, what's Halloween going to look like? Are we going to have Halloween? You know, we always talk about how our kids grow up too fast. And so enjoy the time you have with them. And I'm not saying you need Disneyland. I'm not saying you have to have Halloween. I'm not saying you have to have, big Christmas parties and, you know, everybody over and wrestling over the gifts and recreating the nativity scene or, you know, playing dreidel and all that. I'm not saying that the kids won't grow up normal. They'll still grow up normal. But I always expected kids and then later, you know, my grandkids to be able to do what I got to do because I think I turned out pretty good. And I think wrestling with my brother, you know, and trying to kick his butt, and, you know, running from my sister, who could totally kick my butt, is kind of what needs to be done. I think you do need to go up to a house, threaten them with a trick if they don't give you food. And, that's extortion. I mean, you need to learn how to extort as a kid. That's what trick-or-treat Halloween is all about. You know, you need to be able to fight for candy and fight for the Christmas cookie. You need to flirt with people at the office party. Well, you're not really supposed to flirt with them at the office Christmas party, but you know what I'm saying. And then Disneyland. You need to learn how to stand in line. You need to learn how to be patient. You need to learn to talk to people in line, you know. You need to kind of learn how to wait. You need to learn how to appreciate something that you had to wait for. Right now, it's, all right, you'll get a text and then instant gratification. But as a kid, you had to learn that you had to wait. Sometimes you had to wait 2 hours. But then when you got into that teacup, it was amazing. I still like the teacups, although I'm in with my boys, and they keep, like pulling that thing, and then they make me all dizzy, and then I get, like, vertigo, and they just love it. They go, oh, let's make Mom puke. So, you know, Disney not being open possibly till 2021, think about the economic impact of that. I don't know if I'm liking this new world. Anyway, let's get Dr. Mark Spencer on, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%. 10%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, I tell you guys a lot about what's going on in the West and what's going on in the Southwest and even what's going on in, you know, my kitchen. You guys want to hear what's going on in different parts of the country. Well, one of my colleagues and a former medical student colleague, well, buddy for life. When you go to medical school with somebody, they're your brother for life. Dr. Mark Spencer from Mile High Family Medicine is joining us today to talk about what's going on the Colorado side of things. Dr. Spencer, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dr. D. How are you?
Good. Oh, my God. Look at us, middle-aged doctors. Did you ever think we would ever get board certified and to the point where here we are on radio talking to other people about medicine?
I guess what I really thought was I was never going to have to grow up, but it actually comes no matter what I do.
It does. We still look like we're in our 20s. We do. We do.
That's right.
So you've been, I mean, you've been very, very just amazing in terms of, you know, updating people on what you're seeing, because you have a huge population that you take care of at Mile High Family Medicine. Tell us some of the trends that you're seeing.
So since we're in a private practice, we were able to test people from the get-go, where a lot of the testing was done in the emergency room, and they were only testing the very sick. We were testing more of the average population, so we kind of have a working class, middle class, upper middle class clientele, and so we got a good picture of where this was coming from, who was getting it. So initially, we noticed that the first 3 out of 4 positives came from kids, when I say kids, I say 20-year-olds that were partying in Vail and in the mountains at the ski towns, and then they brought that into Denver. Hmm. Then the next cluster was a lot of first responders and medical personnel, followed by, once everyone was on their stay-at-home orders, most of the positive cases have been coming from the essential workers, but not the people. So it's kind of been as you would expect. So when things are, when a stay-at-home order is released, you're going to see rises in cases. The idea is to keep it at a dull roar that the healthcare system can handle, essentially.
See, Dr. Spencer,
seems like people think that this is... Oh, sorry.
Good. No. I was going to say, your take is fascinating, because all we're hearing in the media are media reports, and of course them filtered, on what's happening from the hospitals. Whereas medical
right.
clinics have been, we haven't heard from any medical clinics, anybody that have kind of been boots on the ground in terms of the non-severely sick. And so I think it's fascinating how you've been able to get to see that view and be able to share that with us in terms of, you know, what are the everyday people, you know, looking like with coronavirus tests. Are some of them looking pretty healthy, or are some of them looking pretty sick?
Most of them, actually, we only had one that was really sick who ended up in the ICU out of 32 positive, and 280 tests were done over the last month.
Wow.
So they're mainly healthy, as you'd expect. But yeah, you're right, because most of the positives are just truly sick from the ER because they weren't testing everybody.
Right. Now, how did that person do in the ICU? Do you know?
Yeah, I saw him actually a month later, so he's recovered, and he's still on oxygen with ambulation moving around, and at night, and then if he takes his oxygen off, he may desat, or his oxygen levels might go down after a half an hour or so, but he was talking, acting, sounding just fine.
Thank God. We're talking to
one of the other interesting things.
Go ahead. I interrupt you. I've always interrupted you, and that's probably why I didn't get as good grades in medical school. I'd probably just shut up and listen. Go ahead.
So one of the interesting things that we're seeing that's contrary to what is being reported by the CDC is, okay, so there's these return to work orders, and they were revised recently. If you go to CDC and see for healthcare workers, return to work. And so the current orders is, if you can't test, which unfortunately is the majority of businesses, then you need to go 72 hours without a fever, an improvement in your symptoms, and 7 days from the start of your symptoms in order to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've had two people that tested positive 3 weeks later.
Wow.
So 7 days would not be
enough.
Adequate. Now, there's a little, if you go down farther on the CDC page, they do say if you're high risk, or it should be 14 days if you're around immunocompromised, transplant, hematology oncology, but it doesn't say anything about nursing homes. And so since 50% of the mortalities are looking like they're coming from nursing homes, I think the restrictions on return to work for nursing home workers should be much more stringent than they currently are.
That is such a good point. We're talking to Dr. Mark Spencer from Mile High Family Medicine out of Lakewood, Colorado, which is near Denver. And you bring up a good point. When the CDC modified their return to work order saying, well, you can go back to work in a week as long as, you know, like you said, 72 hours at the tail end of that, you know, you were symptom free. I'm like, but you could still shed the virus. Obese people could shed the virus even longer. So you're going back to work, possibly still shedding the virus. And you bring up such a good point. 50% of the deaths in Colorado that you've seen and you guys have clocked have been, you know, in senior residential communities. Why would we want somebody to go back to work that could possibly still spread it into those vulnerable populations? But then again, if we were being told this on a national scale, maybe we could ease up on the non-vulnerable populations, letting people go back to work earlier, but then have it more strict for the vulnerable populations. I don't know.
No, I think, and that's what Colorado's plan. I have to commend the governor of Colorado. His plan is quite good. It's multifaceted as far as increased testing on the population, take better care of the high-risk people, and those that are high risk, but he's doing it without politics involved. So he's not bringing that all into it, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think it's time for us in Colorado just to start returning to work, but the vulnerable population needs to be protected, or people need to know that, and the social distancing needs to be maintained. I'm not worried about the people that are may listen to your show. Sorry, someone.
I am. Because, some of the people listen to my show, they get a very warped idea of reality in my world. And so I am worried. I love my listeners, but, you know, I don't know if I've tainted them for life.
Unfortunately, it seems like there's two camps, and it's all based on politics. Those who are in black and white, it's like, stay home, or no, this is all made up, go to work. Well, as usual, it's always in the middle somewhere. So,
you know, that you're one of the first person to actually say that in the media. I mean, you know, thank you. Exactly. It doesn't have to be everybody just go out there and, you know, run Walmart dry. And it doesn't have to be where everybody has to shudder and be scared of life. It is going to take a balance. Dr. Spencer, how can people, you know, find you or follow you on social media?
Oh, well, to be honest, I'm not a media person, so they probably can't unless you might pass information on, but I'm an introvert, so.
Okay. No, that's good. No, that's good. And your dogs are beautiful. Congratulations on having such amazing, beautiful dogs. So I might sneak a picture to everybody on my Twitter with you and the dogs. But tell Jenny I said hi. I love you. You know that. And, you know, you're my brother for life.
Yeah, nice seeing you. I'm talking to you.
I miss you too, Mark.
Stay in touch,
thanks for coming on. 1-877 Doc Dolly. You take care, man. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. We'll be taking your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The brother of former White House hopeful U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren has died from coronavirus. The Massachusetts Democrat tweeting that her brother, 86-year-old Don Reed, was a charming, funny, and natural leader. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana offering condolences to the Massachusetts senator.
He is somebody whom you loved, you grew up with, and who is now gone. We can all feel, we all empathize. I'm very sorry for Elizabeth and for her family.
Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street, despite more than 4 million Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week because of the pandemic. Just over 4.4 million claims were filed, according to the Labor Department. It brings the total for the past 5 weeks to over 26 million claims. Yet at last check, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P were all trading more than 1% higher. And this is USA Radio News. The southeast U.S. on alert for more severe storms today, from Tennessee to the Florida Panhandle and from Alabama to the Carolina coast. Yesterday, over 20 tornadoes were reported in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, causing significant damage and killing at least a half dozen people. One tornado went through Polk County, Texas. This man says it went right across his property, but it spared him.
All my trees are down, but yet one of them didn't hit my house. It's like the angle of that went and laid them down. I'm just blessed. I mean, I'm glad to be alive. I mean, I really am.
U.S. House members back in action this morning and will be soon voting on providing additional aid to small businesses during the coronavirus outbreak. A bill passed by the Senate a few days ago would pump more money into a small business loan fund that ran quickly dry. The nearly $500 billion bill also provides aid to hospitals and money for more virus testing. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI or 1-877-362-3254. Let's go to the phone lines now.
Hi, Dr. Dalley. This is Perry. My question to you is, if we do have a resurgence of the coronavirus, I don't know if you're a doctor in biology or just what, but my question was basically a biological question. If we do have a resurgence after, say, in the summertime or something like that, is there a possibility that coronavirus 19 could actually manifest into a different strain of the coronavirus to where we have to reinvestigate how to combat it? I don't know. It's just an interesting train of thought I was wanting to present to you. Top of the evening to you.
Great, great. Yeah, I wish I could talk to you live. Thank you for calling into our The Answer Line. Yeah, so good point. Yeah, my background is biology. Yeah, so I majored in biology, minored in chemistry, and then, of course, I went to medical school and became a family doctor. So you're 1,000% correct. This virus does have the potential to mutate. And so our work in coming up with a vaccine could be very, very challenging because we've already, from what I understand, have found 30 different strains of this virus. Now, it all depends on the strain differential and the differences that they have amongst each other. If the outer shell and the proteins, the spike proteins or the proteins that are on the outer virus, if you kind of think of like the virus like a stop sign, you know, not that they're octagons, but if you kind of think of that shape. If the changes within these viral strains is more inside, and the outside shape, they all still look like octagons, then our vaccines could be very successful. We might have to change them up each year like the flu shot, but for the most part, you know, we would be able to figure out and address the base of it. If, however, the virus changes from a stop sign to a yield sign, where it's like a big triangle, so to speak, we're in trouble. So it all depends on, they're saying we have at least 30 different strains. Probably before the end of the show, it'll be 35 or 40. It all depends on where those variances are, if it's on the outer wall or not. So, so it is kind of frustrating. My guess, and again, this is just pulling it out of my retroperitoneum, for the number of companies, and I think we have over 80, trying to come up with a vaccine, if they had any inclination that whatever they were working on right now would be useless by the fall, they wouldn't work on it. So my guess is they are working under the pretense that this virus isn't going to change to the degree that all their work will be for naught. So that's a good sign. And again, I know you're not really supposed to think like that in science. You need hardcore facts, especially since things change all the time. But you are now having companies, work on the most, basic, form of this virus, subviral, pieces of this. My guess is they have a lot more of the baseline scoop than we do, being fed by media. And so my guess is if they're busting their butts, they think they're going to be on to something because otherwise they're not going to be putting out the money. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So human trials for the coronavirus vaccine are supposed to start from what we understand today. We're talking about this earlier in the week. This is out of the UK. British Health Minister Matt Hancock said the trial would begin on Thursday. According to Bloomberg, the vaccine candidate was developed by University of Oxford researchers and received $25 million in government funding. Some 510 healthy people between the ages of 18 and 15 are going to take part. The vaccine, with researchers at University of Oxford's Jenner Institute and Oxford Vaccine Group, first began working on it in January. So what they're working on is a weakened version of the common cold virus or adenovirus from chimpanzees. It has been genetically changed so that it is impossible for it to grow in humans. This has been combined with genes that make up proteins from the COVID-19 virus, the SARS-CoV-2. Called spike glycoprotein. And spike glycoprotein plays an essential role in the infection pathway of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So, they say not everyone taking a part in the study will be administered the vaccine candidate. Half of the participants will receive a control vaccine, which means one that, could protect against meningitis, sepsis, that kind of thing. But because we don't have any licensed vaccines or specific treatments of this, we're kind of moving at lightning speed. And, you know, we have to be concerned that we have to be cautious that we don't get people caught, you know, kind of in the crossfires of us, you know, being so rapidly trying to fight this where, you know, we make other people sick. But it sounds like if they're using a weakened version, then that hopefully isn't going to be, you know, one that causes full-blown SARS or severe acute respiratory syndrome. So they say the vaccine aims to turn the virus's most potent weapon, its spikes, against it, raising antibodies that stick to them, allowing the immune system to lock onto and destroy the virus. So we need something that, you know, that kind of induces these spikes. Now, we have more than 70 potential vaccines currently being developed across the world. It is a race, kind of like the Cannonball Run. And this vaccine candidate in the UK is the fourth to enter human clinical trials. We have two human clinical trials already undergoing in the United States, one in China. So, you know, one of the questions I get is, why is it taking so gosh darn long? Well, bureaucracy, red tape. So here's the thing. What you have to do, if we're working on a vaccine, which is why originally very optimistic folks thought we could get this by the end of the summer, there's a caveat to saying that. If we are already working on human trials now, and it's April, and so we're testing the vaccine in humans, then we're going to check them in a week, check them in 2 weeks, check them in a month, check them in 3 months to see if there's immunity. We will know by the summer, end of the summer, if there's any side effects to that, if there's immunity that could last well over 3 months. Now, we need, though, like the flu shot, immunity for that whole season. So then you need to retest or re-expose them 5 months down the line, 6 months down the line. So flu season lasts October to May. So we had to, before we launched that first vaccine, know that it would cover you for most of the season. Well, now they kind of, you know, have basic plans, and then they just kind of have to alter it based on the vaccine strain that we're getting from Australia each year. So with flu, they figure out which strain they're going to try to model it after by February, have it developed, you know, by the summer, and then send it out. But when you're starting with a brand new vaccine, and we're being told by some specialists that, well, it might only work with some population, or we're hearing, you know, for some that, well, you know, it might only work for certain viral strains, now we're looking at a lot longer. But the potential is there. If any of these companies get the, you know, octagon, shall we say, and get the right shape, or maybe I should use hexagon. Most of these viruses are more hexagon-like, but honestly, you've seen the coronavirus. It doesn't look like a stop sign at all. But I'm just using that as an analogy because I try to use analogies. But, you know, if any of these companies get it right in terms of the shape, and they find that there's no, you know, long-term side effects with humans, and it causes some pretty good immunity, and those antibodies are there, and they see that as the virus changes throughout the summer, it still shows that it works. We can have a vaccine by the fall. Excuse me, the fall. 1-877, Dr. Alley, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Got a lot to talk about. Especially, I want to talk to you guys about that trial of nicotine, where French doctors are going to be giving patients nicotine patches and frontline workers nicotine patches. We're going to talk about that. It's pretty cool. I remember, it's funny, I remember my internal medicine attending would be chewing tobacco, you know, when we'd be in rounds. And, you know, I wanted him to like me. You know, so I would get some chew myself. Oh, God, I couldn't stand it. Oh, my gosh, chew is disgusting. I never got that buzz that everybody said you could get. I don't understand. Okay, so one of your questions in the previous segment that I want to answer now, especially on Facebook Live, is are casinos opening despite governor's orders? Okay, there's a short answer and a long answer. Okay, the short answer is, from what I understand, no. Okay, I don't think anybody is going to be defying the governor. But what you are hearing is that places like Aria Hotel, which is beautiful, exquisite, are taking reservations for May 1st. You're also hearing Treasure Island may be taking reservations for May 15th. So you have a lot of hotels still taking reservations. Now, I do not believe any of this is against Governor Sisolak's right now kind of moratorium on opening up. Governor Sisolak extended us in Nevada. I live in Nevada. Governor Sisolak's our governor of Nevada. Extended our stay-at-home order and non-essential businesses to be closed till April 30th. There really technically hasn't been a extension of that. No extension of that till May 14th, May whatever. So there's been some debate. Does that mean April 30th or April 31st? 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All right, does that mean May 1st? It's open. So right now, it doesn't sound like anybody's breaking the law and anybody's doing, you know, what they're doing is they're taking reservations, because if it such happens that nobody gets any notice and it's, nope, honestly, guys, I don't think I'm going to extend the April 30th date. We're open for business May 1st. Now, I'm a little bit more practical than that. I don't expect us to be opening May 1st. The governor had alluded to in his previous speech, that previous press conference, that it could be June 1, it could be July 1. He's not going to make a rash decision. And I get that. I get he's not going to make a rash decision. Gosh, that's hard with the lisp. Rash decision. Gosh, that's hard. If I talk with an accent, then I don't have the lisp. If I talk like this, my lisp doesn't come out. I need to talk like this. But if I was a casino and I was getting word that we would get not a lot of notice on when we could reopen, and you kind of need people to have travel plans and ready to go and wanting that room when you reopen, I would probably do something similar. I would probably open up reservations and say, look, we are going to have a tentative reservation on this date or on this date, and just, you know, expect that things could change. You'll be totally refunded. But, you know, if your state allows you to leave and we're allowed to open, we'll have a room for you. And so, I guess these hotels, they don't want to be told at the last minute, okay, now we're opening, and then now they have to start to hope that they can get people to travel, because it takes a couple weeks. So that's my guess. Hotels, though, and casinos are, from what I understand, breaking their butts, coming up with plans and showing guidelines on what they would do to protect people in the casinos. I mean, for any of you guys that play craps, you are shoulder to shoulder with people. I mean, a good craps game has tons of people at the table. So I don't know how they're going to do that with only having one or two people. Never play craps with just the dealer. Same thing with roulette or blackjack. For any of you guys that have gambled, you never want to be one-on-one with the dealer. It just doesn't work. You need those other people. You need people, you know, that it just happens that way. So, you know, I'm not gambling until we're full court press. Same thing with poker. You got to play poker when you have other people around. You just have to, because you need everybody putting money in the pot. It just works better that way. All right. I'll teach you guys more about gambling a little bit later. So let's talk about this for a quick second here. What would it be like if, let's say, the governor says, nope, you're not opening up, and casinos are like, yeah, we are. You know, are we starting to see, with all the protests and with all the grumblings and the upset, are we going to start to see defiance? Are we going to start to see in some of these states, where my state is still pretty calm, we're pretty cool, I gotta admit, even with Mayor Goodman and Sisolak, everybody still seems to overall get along pretty well, it looks like. But in other states, it's getting pretty rough. And I'm wondering if, because the constitutionality of everything is being brought up, and mind you, I'm a doctor and I support the lockdowns, I support the shutdowns, I support us, you know, preventing vulnerable populations from getting the virus. I really don't like how the Constitution got, you know, trampled on as quickly as it did. I'm a little bit shocked by that, and it looks like it happened very easily. I want to know if companies are actually planning to force governor's hands and force police hands, etc., state's hands, to get them to come and close down or arrest. You know, right now there's that threat, but if somebody does get arrested for trying to open up a business and support, feed their family, because it's arbitrary on what is essential and what is non-essential, then, you know, that's when there could start being the lawsuits. So I'm not expecting that, what's going on. I'm just trying to answer this one listener's question on, do I think casinos are opening anyway? No. I think casinos are going to wait until the governor gives the call, but they're going to have people ready to go. You already have people that have been in loosened up states going, okay, look, you know, we're out. Okay, where can we travel? We want to come to, you know, the U.S.'s playground, and Vegas is a playground. It's fantastic playground. But I'm kind of thinking that people are pretty conservative in terms of not, you know, wanting to cut a buck. The last thing you want to do is tick off a governor or tick off state officials. Okay, you want to be one of the good guys. And so casinos are going to work together. However, if it is such that they can't prepare and they can't, you know, start getting their customers lined up, opening up on day one with no clients just doesn't seem to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, many of you are kind of asking about, you know, what's been going on with smoking and, you know, is smoking a protective entity when it comes to coronavirus. We're going to be spending a little bit more time on that. So we're going to come back to that in the first hour, kind of walking you through why we're going to see French doctors try to shield their healthcare workers and their patients with a nicotine patch. I've never taken nicotine patch. The closest I've been to nicotine is chew, and chew was disgusting. While I have you guys, let me give you the latest updates. We're being asked for the latest updates. 2.6 million global cases, 187,000 deaths. In the United States, we've had 864,000 cases. And again, kudos to whoever made these test kits, because that means we made a crap load of test kits in a short amount of time. So well done. Unfortunately, we've had about 48,000 deaths. Spain has about 213,000 cases. Italy, 189,000 cases. France, 159,000 cases. Germany, 151,000 cases. In the U.S., of course, New York has taken the brunt of most of it. Of the 48,000 deaths that have been reported in America, 20,000 of them, about 47%, coming out of New York. Jersey has about 6,000 deaths. Massachusetts, 2,100 deaths. California, their numbers are starting to rise, 1,400 deaths. Pennsylvania, 1,700 deaths. Now, those are the top five states with the number of cases, with New York having 282,000 cases, Jersey, 96,000 cases, Massachusetts, 42,000 cases, California, 37,000 cases, and Pennsylvania, 36,000 cases. Look at that. No lisp. Okay, I got to start throwing in an accent a little bit here. But what we are, though, seeing in terms of trends is we're not being told that cases are completely dropping. We're hearing that the curve is slowing down. We've talked about how the curve looks. We are hearing that the death rates are slowing down. We're hearing that hospitals are having more beds. So, I mean, we do have good news. Things are moving forward. And as you'll see when we come up on the next hour, we got some things that might kind of put people in a better position to not get sick. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.